Season 3, Episode 2. What?
Parental discretion is advised.
What is going on with you?
I'm not sure. Nightmares maybe, but they seem so real. It's like walking through pure madness.
It is what we are.
Sounds like this gift isn't so rosy.
I can handle it. How are things going?
Smoothly for the time being. BB and Kevin are overseeing the construction on our new home. We should be out of John John's hair by the weekend. I'm not happy how everything went down between him and the guys from the military, but now he's in a hard place and is on bended knee before me. Oh, here's the good news. May has been found.
Treacherous bitch. I owe her pain.
Yes, enjoy her suffering. Bathe in the ecstasy of her torment.
Butcher, can we have a moment of peace without your commentary?
You know, he's right. There's nothing in this world I would like more than to see her suffering.
Yes, but not now. Not here. This will be a private matter. My dear brother, John John's treachery cannot go unpunished either. Taps, I want you to consider the gift.
What?
For the last time, yes.
All we are saying is you need to be damn sure he's ready to be deployed. He'll be working with Lothus, and given the history, Brass is not sure he can keep a calm head. And remember, you came home sleeping.
Stop right there. This is a friend that I've known all my life. When I say he's good to go, then he is good to go, damn it.
Wow, the heat in here. This is about D, isn't it? Well, Nicholson, you and I have known each other a long damn time. And I can tell you for certain, if D's not coming, you can count me out too.
Oh, really? Might I remind you, Captain, you are U.S. military. You don't get a say in this.
Okay, enough. Enough. Look, no disrespect, but this guy and D has gotten us out of some real tight spots. This is crazy to argue this point. We just need him. We need him.
What, are you in love with him or something? Look, I have to agree with Commander Cobb. Look, he is older and in some serious depression. I mean serious. What if we get into a fight and he freaks out and kills me on accident?
I can assure you that if D kills you, it's for being an asshole. And let me tell you, he's been there, done that many times.
Hey, Jackie, you're treading in dangerous waters here. Cobb?
No, he's a big boy. I'm the bear, and I won't let him disrespect the wolf.
That was a long time ago.
Frank, dismissed. Now.
I can't believe this is happening to me again. More. Shut up for a minute. Did you not see how your so-called friends chased us out of your home? What? I did nothing wrong. No. You took Clementine away from me. Bad. Very bad. She was a harmless, beautiful spider. You know, I remember once long ago, she grabbed his scalpel. Oh, yes. If Nowhere in particular. May I inquire where you are headed?
Look, pal, I'm going to Cleveland. If you want a ride, then get in.
Oh, okay. Come.
You okay there? That's a big cage.
Oh, this my little Mo. Please forgive me for not showing you little Mo. He just ate and now is sleeping. Yeah, he's sleeping. And I have to keep him covered.
Yeah, okay. Whatever, you can sit him back there. Welcome aboard. Cleveland it is.
Oh, thank you very much. And I must admit, it would have been a long walk.
Sorry, I've heard that joke a lot. Let's get moving. So what's your name, stranger?
Charles Ramses.
I'm Vivian Hayward.
And I'm Charlie Carmichael.
And this is the morning news.
Good morning, America. Hope you all had your morning joe as we get into today's news.
During the night, the drain attacked another city, this time a suburb of Atlanta, Georgia.
The attack was led by ground troops as the drain moved into the city. They were met by a small military platoon, which happened to be on its way to Atlanta.
One witness said it was the first time he's seen this floating platform of the drain.
Chilling.
Yes, Charlie. Can I finish? The witness went on to say it was quiet. Then came a hum. Next, it was the blast. Then people started running.
Reports go on to say that the invading force was comprised of three platforms and about 100 foot soldiers.
The battle lasted for an hour before the drain retreated. The skirmish rendered 50 civilians killed so far and hundreds wounded.
Well, we know that number is going to climb.
Charlie, have a little compassion. Oh, that's right. I forgot who I was talking to.
The great Casanova.
In your dreams, buddy.
Coming up later today, Misty Ann Agar, as she takes us on a tour of the Juggernaut, the new bus conversion created by the government to help transport civilians to the West.
Juggernaut. Must have been a man who came up with that name.
Vivian, I'm shocked. Of course a man came up with that name. It's a manly name. Juggernaut. I even like saying it. Arr, arr, arr.
You would. Also coming up later today, Anna Vapperman will report from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania at the temporary capital. And get this, folks.
You all right over there?
Yes, you're grunting like a manly man struck me funny, that's all. But Anna Vapperman will have an interview with Queen Maya. Of the manly man.
It's not funny anymore.
Yes, it is. And I'm Vivian Hayward.
And I'm Charlie Carmichael. See you in a bit.
Anybody there? Who are you? Stop! Taps?
Well. May? What should we do with you? Oh, that's coming.
What's coming? Who are you talking to? Oh, no, not you too.
Right now, if I was you, I'd be more concerned about what's gonna happen to me. You know, May, out of all the criminals my sister and I had to deal with, you take the cake. How many years was it? 4 years under our house? May, now, you personally see me use this knife on many unfortunate fools. Are you a fool, May? Because my next question to you Well, you know.
Taps, unchain me. Look, if you're looking for me to beg or something...
May, just one question, that's all. How did you get away from my sister?
What? I shot her.
Thank you.
Taps! Taps! Taps!
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm here. Is that enough?
Hey, come on, D. Enough with the attitude. It's back to business, and the brass is not fucking around. So are you here?
I said I'm here.
So in your absence, things have changed. For one, the team has gotten bigger. We now have Cobb and Jackie and...
And?
Lothos.
Okay.
You sure you're feeling all right?
Nothing we can do about it, right?
Nope.
Then we move forward.
Okay, briefing in 10.
Will he be there?
Should it matter?
No.
Right. But I have no idea. In 10.
Welcome back, America. I'm Charlie Carmichael.
And I'm Vivian Hayward.
This is the Afternoon News.
Good afternoon, America. Let's dive right in.
First up, we go to Misty Ann Agar from an undisclosed location.
So, cloak and dagger?
Came up with that one myself. Misty.
Thank you, Charlie, Vivian, and good afternoon, America. Misty Ann Agar reporting to you from an airplane hangar that has been converted into basically a bus construction site. As you can see behind me to the right of the line of completed buses ready to roll out.
Now, would you look at those monstrosities?
Let me be the first to volunteer to be a driver.
You would.
But next to me, I have Randy Tibbs, who has been patiently waiting to give us a tour.
By all means.
Charlie, one quick question.
Nicole, you can't be here. We're on air.
It's okay. I work here now.
Unbelievable.
No!
Welcome back, America. Sorry about the interruption. But we go back to Misty Ann Agar and her report on the juggernaut. Misty?
Thank you, Vivian, and welcome back, America. Misty Ann Agar here with you and Randy Tibbs. So, Randy, how about that tour?
Well, I don't know. That was pretty entertaining. Love you, Vivian.
Well, Vivian, looks like you got an admirer.
They're all over, honey.
Well, all right. Well, Randy, what can you tell us about the juggernaut?
That all depends on where you want to start. But before you say let's start from the beginning, we're not going to do that. Where I will start is we gathered up all the working Greyhound and other various bus coaches we could find. And the mad scientist came up with the new designs, and away we went. This is our accomplishment.
I'd say very menacing looking.
I'd have to agree on that one.
So, Randy, by the looks of this beast, I'd say protection is the biggest concern?
Top concern for everyone. We know they can withstand a blast from the Drain's energy weapons and withstand an attack from the spiders or manscorps. Come, let me show you. This is my favorite part of this vehicle. Right up here in front, we attach the front end loader as a battering ram. Now, the sides are reinforced titanium with a steel base. Now, as we walk around the side, we have 7 gun ports, and up top, 2 30 cal mini guns on a 180 degree turret, one facing front and one facing back. Those are meant to clear a path in anything.
I bet.
Here, come aboard.
thought you would never ask. Vivian, we are about to go aboard the Juggernaut.
Here now. Watch step here.
Why, thank you. Vivian, would you look at this?
I am mystified.
Taking over for Charlie, are we?
I do have other things I could be doing, you know.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Randy. Please go on.
Okay. For Vivian. Inside here is the driver's seat. Drivers do no combat, just drive. And here is the split. On each side, we have extended the body to accommodate the side shooters and not lose any cabin space for the passengers.
Hell, I'll go for a ride in that.
Whenever you're ready, Miss Vivian, and I'll make sure I was your driver.
Oh, yeah? We'll see about that.
And that's all we have time for. Back to you, Vivian.
Thank you, Misty. And when we come back, Anna Vapperman, and hopefully my co-host. I'm Vivian Hayward for Channel 3 News. We'll see you in a bit.
What is it, Jackie? I can see you're dying to ask me something.
Well, since you brought it up, did you and Anna go out?
Yes, Jackie, and it was nice.
Oh, it was nice?
Yeah, nice.
Oh, okay, a buddy date then.
My God, Jackie, it wasn't a buddy date. It was nice.
Okay, okay, just hear me out. With all that's going on, her dad up and disappearing like that, and now his wife, her mom, is leading the country, and you tell me the date was nice? So none of that came up?
No, not one bit of it.
Dude, really? Oh, excuse me.
Watch where you're going, mister.
Oh, my bad, little man. Ouch.
I am not your little man.
Why, that little...
You gonna be all right?
No, that's going to bruise. Snot-nosed kids today, that's what's wrong with America. Your daddy didn't whoop you enough!
You feel better now?
Just a little.
Anyway, time's up. We gotta be getting back. You got everything?
No. That punk kid stole my wallet!
Hey, kid!
Vic. What? What happened? You're normal.
Transformation is complete. I am one with it. Or, in control is a better way to say it. Brother, I want you to consider the union with the Butcher.
Just say yes.
Not now. There still is a lot to be done. And right now, a union of any kind is out.
Okay, brother. How is our treacherous May hanging?
By her wrist, to be exact. So she shot you? Why didn't you tell me?
There was no need. Butcher told me I would heal. And now I am.
Whatever. Now that you're...
Hey, Taps. Oh, sorry.
It's okay, BB.
I see you're normal looking now. Is this permanent?
Let's say when I want to be. What can we do for you?
Tempers are beginning to get hot among the other families. Looks like they're breathing a sigh of relief when they thought you were gone.
And John John?
He's going to cave.
Then we must leave. Taps, move May first. I don't want her escaping again.
What about you? Soon as I'm gone, they will try to move against you.
I will be able to handle it this time. Death will come to all who stand against me.
Yes, they will die in anguish.
And I have BB. I'm sure we'll be fine, brother. Just one more thing. If they come at you, don't be afraid to call for Butcher. It's not like saying yes and fully accepting the gift.
Gift, you call it? Okay. Let's not waste any more time. I'll see you at our new home. BB.
I'm Charlie Carmichael.
And I'm Vivian Hayward.
And this is the evening news. Welcome back, America. And let me start by apologizing for my outburst recently. I was caught off guard. But now everything is better, and hopefully they will send Nicole somewhere like Siberia.
Siberia, Charlie? Do you think that is a bit much?
What? Not far enough? Coming up, Anna Vapperman and her report from Philadelphia.
But first, reconstruction of Malibu has begun. Now that the debris has been removed, Jamie Quinn is on her way for a live report.
Must be nice getting to travel around the country.
Don't hate. And now, Anna Vapperman.
Thank you, Vivian, Charlie, and good evening, America. Anna Vapperman reporting to you live from the steps of the Capitol building here in Philadelphia. Let me tell the both of you, it has been one long day. In and out of different meetings with the president, who unfortunately couldn't be here due to more meetings with the foreign dignitaries.
You're just a busy little bee. B-B-Z-Z.
What are you doing? Sorry, Anna.
It's okay. It's just Charlie.
Wait. It's just Charlie? Wink, wink? What's that about?
Oh, it's nothing. She's just getting your goat.
Hee-hee. She's just getting your goat, Charlie.
Anna?
Yes, it's been busy. But all the meeting's main topic was the drain above all else.
Oh, I bet.
Yes, from finance to travel, the drain is affecting all parts of human life all over the world.
Keeps getting better all the time.
Charlie, can you keep it together just a little longer? Anna?
Siberia? Is this some kind of sick joke?
No, I thought you could warm everybody up with your charming personality.
Charming personality? Excuse you!
Ronnie!
And you, Blondie, don't be snickering. I'll get to you in a second.
Ronnie!
Look, Charlie, can we talk about this? I mean, Siberia is so long away and so cold. How about Aruba?
No. Ronnie!
And why not?
We don't have an affiliate in Aruba.
But we do in Russia.
You spineless excuse for a man. Oh! I could just end you, Miss Furry. You stay away from my husband.
We're divorced. Ronnie!
Who you calling Furry? Betty Crumbcake?
How rude.
Ronnie!
Oh! Charlie, could you please stop calling for Ronnie? He's tied up right now.
Have you lost your mind?
Hey, lady, you gotta come with me.
Oh, no!
Stop messing around!
Charlie, make them stop! Get your hands off me! My mother was right about you, good for nothing!
Wow. Well, that's all the time we have for tonight. I'm Charlie Carmichael.
Okay, Charlie. Have fun with little Miss Furry.
And I'm Vivian Hayward.
Now, come on, let go of the door.
For Channel 3 News.
I'll be back.
Now the hub for all news.
Well, Ramses, that was a one-of-a-kind story, but good for you for making it this far.
Oh, thank you, Linda. That was extremely kind of you to say such nice words. I know the loss of Clementine, and I was on shaky ground, but then I came across Mo. Now, things are better.
A compliment with a compliment? Well, Doc, you are definitely not from around here.
Alas, no. And I cannot go home.
Aw, how sad. And where is home?
Oh, that would be Washington, D.C.
Wow, you're a long way from home.
Yes, from one home to another. Always bouncing around, never been able to sit still.
Such is my life. Don't get me wrong, I do have a home I go to, and it's mine. but I love the freedom of the road.
Yes, I know, very trivia.
What did you just say?
Huh? Oh, I'm sorry. You must excuse me. I sometimes talk to my pet out loud. I can be very annoying, and so I've been told.
Yes, very annoying. Say, that's one quiet pet you have there. We're almost to Cleveland, and it's made no sound whatsoever. What kind of pet did you say it was? A spider?
A humus decapitus.
Humus decapitus is such a strange name for an animal.
It is. It's a scientific name. I call him Mo. I know, she's getting nosy again.
You know, I remember a story on the news about some weird scientist who kidnapped that reporter. Oh, shoot. What was her name?
Oh, Anna Viperman. And a miniscule of a man cub. But poor Chucky, he got caught real.
So, you are him.
I seem to have let the cat out of the bag. I know I've got to get better at lying. Mo, calm down. I should have left you. No, we won't get into this again. Wait.
Oh, you have to be kidding me.
Now, Linda, it's not what it looks like. He was a bad man. He had Clementine killed. Yes, you did. Oh, really? He worked for you. Ouch.
Get out. Now.
Good afternoon, people. At ease. Now that I've had a chance to go over this brief, let me be the first to say this sucks ass.
That's never a good way to start.
Now, when you say this sucks ass, do you mean it's a shit job? Or we could all die in the process of completing this?
Jackie, do you ever fucking stop?
No. The class clown has a point. You could all die on this mission.
All right. Let's hear it.
Okay, this mission is in two pieces. You all will travel to West Virginia to a water treatment plant. And here's where it gets interesting. By Dr. Samuel's calculations, there's a zone there that no one's found. So we want you to go and investigate and report back.
Okay, this sounds like a shitty mission. So why us?
Because no one has found it, that's why.
So why send us? Why not some scientists with gadgets and shit?
Oh, we're sure the four of you can figure it out. The jury is still out on you, Jackie.
Gee, thanks.
Okay, here's where Lothus comes in. You will be going into the mist surrounding Miami. No comments? We are still working logistics. Once on the other side, you are to do what you can to stop the drain from coming through. You will be carrying nukes.
This is bullshit. We did not sign up for this. Cobb, no disrespect, but Dee, Rick, and I, no.
Okay, you can leave, but I ask, where will you go? The drain are all over the world. You will be fighting constantly.
I'm going.
God damn it, Dee. Think about what you're doing. About what they're asking you to do.
I know. Frank, you have Leslie. And Rick has Elise.
Yeah, sorry. Our friendship is not like that. So don't even try and say that bullshit. Rick, you don't have to go.
Yeah, I'm hanging with you two. New World Order and all.
New World Order. We're in.
Okay, then. Final briefing will be in 48 hours, so take this time for yourselves, and we will see you all back here. Dismissed.
May, time to go.
Taps, please! No! Please! No! What?
Adventures in George School would like to thank the following. This episode was written and directed by Daryl Isaac. Music by the band Crash Rocket and Daryl Isaac. sound effects, we thank the creators at soundlead.com. And thanks to all our actors from the Daytona Beach Post Office and members of the surrounding community. Thank you.
Smoothly for the time being, BB and Kevin are overseeing the coach.
Get out now.
I'm not your little man.
Well, we're talking, so.
You don't say. Are you sure?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, good. Right. I'm good.
Okay, enough. Enough. Look, no disrespect, but this guy in D has gotten us out of some real tough spots. This is crazy to argue this.
Wow, the heat in here. This isn't about D, isn't it?
What? During the night, the drain attacked another city. This time, a suburb...
Okay, this mission is in two pieces. You all will travel what... Blah, bad day, what the baha.
You spineless, sorry excuse for a man. Oh! I could just... And you, Miss Fury, you stay away from my husband.
You said it.
Stop right there. For this...
Ouch!
Let me be the first volunteer. Whoops.
Gift, you call it? Okay. Let's not waste any... Oh, fuck.
You know, I remember a story on the news about some
Taps?
Weird scientist...
Move May.
...who kidnapped
first,
that
I don't...
reporter. I don't want to like that.
Yeah, I'm hanging with you two. New work...
Wow, the heat in here. This is about D, isn't it? Well, Nicholson, you know I've known each other a long time, and I just muddled my line so you can kiss my ass.
Hell, I'll go on a ride with that.
Hey, come on, D. Enough with the attitude. It's back to business, and the brand. God damn it.
Okay, this mission is in two pieces. You all will travel to West Virginia...
A little bit of...
you would. Also coming up later today, Anna Vapperman will report from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania at the Temple... Temple...
I'm not your little man. Okay, hold on.
I'm not your little man.
Okay.
Oh, we're sure the...
Hey, come on, D. Enough with the attitude. It's back to business.
Somebody just touched my rectum, and I think it was you.
God damn it, D. Think about it. Oh, shit. Hold on.
Okay, back to it. Here's where Lothus comes...
But, son of a bit.
Huh.
I'm not your little man.
Then we must leave Taps.
Okay. Yes, very annoying. Say, that's one quite